Masechet Tamid Perek Bet Mishnah Gimel. Once the ashes were taken away from the Mizbeach, the Kohanim would start to build the fire that would be used for the rest of the day. They first would bring up firewood to the Mizbeach and make a large stack of firewood that would be the main fire. Here we'll talk about what type of wood was used as the firewood. Hehelu Ma'alin Bagizirin Lesader Esha Ma'aracha. The Kohanim would bring up logs to arrange the fire of the ma'aracha, of the wood pile that was going to be used all day. We mentioned just logs, seemingly, that all types of wood are allowed to be used, but now we'll clarify specifically what type of wood. V'chichol ha'etzim keshirim l'ma'aracha, are all different types of wood allowed to be used as part of this wood pile? Hen, kol ha'etzim keshirim l'ma'aracha, yes, all the woods are valid to be used on the wood pile. Chutz mishel zayit v'shel gefen. Besides for olive tree wood and also for grapevine. These are considered to be too important to the land of Israel and should not be cut down and used for firewood. We need to make sure that the supply of oil was great in Yerushalayim, in the land of Israel. So we wanted to not promote chopping down these types of trees to be used as firewood. Aval be'elu regilin. Even though we said all types of wood could be used, they would usually use these types of wood. Be'mudbiyot shel te'ena. They would make logs out of the branches of a fig tree that wouldn't produce fruit anymore. Be'shel egoz, or out of a wood of a nut tree. Be'shel etz shaman, or the wood of an oil tree. These types of trees would burn the best, so therefore they would normally use them on top of the Mizbeach. Masechet Tamid Perek Bet Mishnah Dalid. There were three different fires burned on the Mizbeach every single day. The main fire, which we're going to talk about, is where the Korbanot were burned. The second fire, which we'll talk about in the next Mishnah, was where they would create the coals that would go with the Ketoret. And the third fire was a fire fulfilling the Torah's chiyuv obligation that you always have a fire burning on the Mizbeach, like the Pasuk tells us, v'ha'esh al ha-mizbeach tu kadbo, the fire on the Mizbeach should always be lit. Here we'll talk about the main fire that was built. Seder ha-ma'aracha gedola mizraha, the Kohen who performed the Terumat HaDeshen with the Esh, would now make a large wood pile on the which is the Mizbeach's main fire, and it would be towards the east side of the top of the Mizbeach, towards the east. V'hazita mizraha, and the face would be towards the east. What that means is the Kohen who was arranging the firewood would leave an opening on the east side of the wood pile because the wind would blow in and it would help fan the flames of the fire. Vedasheha gizrin apinimim hayu nogim batapuah, and the western end of those logs would touch the mound of ashes, the tapuach that we spoke about in the previous Mishnah. So one end would be on the end of the Mizbeach, and the other end would be towards the center, right near the tapuach, the mound of ashes. Verevah haya ben hagizrim, and there was a space left between the logs. The logs wouldn't touch each other. Shehayu masitina ta'alita misham, because they would light the kindling from there. The kindling is the small little stick that they would have that would help start out the burning of the fire.